What is a Mexican donkey?
Burro.
Okay. Spare horses for a cattle drive. Very few people know this. It's something you apparently only learn from watching movies.
Lonesome Dove.
Yeah.
Oh, I ought to know that.
But I think it's a Spanish word. It looks like one.
Yeah, right. I'm thinking of cayuse, but...
I don't know what
that
is.
That's a Spanish word for a horse in general, my old cayuse.
Okay.
I think it's a term of endearment, sort of. I can't think of it.
Have you heard of a remuda?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Where have you heard of it?
Oh, I don't know. You know, the thing that pops into my mind is when I was a youngster, my parents gave me a couple of books on horses and cowboys and Indians, and I think it described remudas there, and
that's
I've heard
true.
It on and off since then.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. What would you call cattle that doesn't get enough to eat?
Cattle that doesn't get enough to eat. You mean an adjective like spavined cattle or...
Spavined cattle.
Yeah, have you heard that term?
No.
Spavined?
Nobody's ever been able to give me a word for this, so you could just make one. No. So you can make one up and it would be okay, but no, is that a real word, spavin?
I don't know.
But it came to you. That's the word that came to you. Spavined cattle. How do you spell it?
S-P-A-V-I-N-E-D. Spavined. Isn't that funny?
I'll have to look that one up. That's
yeah.
probably the answer.
You want me to look it up?
Oh,
in
no.
The dictionary?
Well,
I
don't sure. Go ahead.
Here.
Go ahead.
Really?
I don't know if you'll find it in that one, but...
I don't think so. That is a funny word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This cattle driver, he was holding a bunch of cattle in Montana. And it was the same time... Yeah, here's spavin. But it means something a little different, a swelling, especially a bony enlargement of the hock of a horse associated with strain. Spavined, affected with spavin, or old and decrepit.
Yeah.
That's kind of,
that's
I guess, what I was thinking about.
Okay.
Where the ribs are showing. But you know, out in Montana, at that time, at about the time that he was out there, I think really just a year or two after he left, they had a terrible winter storm, and the cattle all starved practically because it froze, and then and there were storms that drove the cattle for miles, and the rangeland all froze, and then it melted, and then it froze again into hard ice, and Charlie Russell, the famous Western artist, was working as a cowboy out there in Montana in this area. And he was working on a ranch that was owned by an English absentee owner. And he and this other manager were going to send a report to the English guy about how the business was doing, you know. And so Charlie Russell, being the gifted genius that he was, drew on a postcard size thing a picture of this cow. With its head hanging down and the ribs all showing, and I mean, it was gaunt and starving. And you know, it's become almost the state symbol for Montana.
Really?
And he dashed this thing off, I think probably with crayon or watercolor, and they sent it off to this guy. But it is seen everywhere. I mean, it's just the most classic example of Charlie Russell's painting out there. Amazing the way he could capture that, but boy, it shows hard times.
That's awful. It gets cold there.
Yeah.
On a farm, if they don't want the animals to breed, they usually